To me, there is nothing more important than my family's health and well-being. We all know the quality of the air in our home is important. But did you know indoor air quality can be up to 100 times dirtier than outdoor air? I've got to tell you about Puro Air. In 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, dander, and gases from the room. Puro Air uses a stronger filter called a HEPA 14 that filters pollutants at a microscopic level and is backed by scientists from Harvard and MIT. In laboratory studies, users saw noticeably cleaner air in just 30 minutes. When it comes to babies and children, there's nothing worse than dealing with a cranky baby or child who can't sleep because of congestion. Air purifiers can help reduce congestion and improve immune system function to fight those winter colds and flus. I use my Puro Air purifiers to clean the air in my home, especially in our bedrooms while we sleep. It has a quiet, relaxing hum and cleans the air from pet dander, allergens, viruses, dust, mold, odors, and contaminants. It has four levels: low, medium, high, and sleep. And four different timer options, so you can customize it to your home and your needs. Check out Puro Air at getpuroair.com. That's GetPuroAir.com. Puro Air is the only air filter that uses a HEPA 14 filter. That's getpuroair.com. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Your Village Podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline, the place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm your host, Erin Royer. So here in the U.S., Thanksgiving has come and gone, and so the first of several holidays is under the belt, but we're still just getting started. Kids are in and out of school on various days and weeks. Big meals, family visits abound, whether at home or traveling close or far to others' homes, presents to buy and wrap, meals to prep and serve, parties to attend, treats to bake. It can be so hectic. So I'm going to share some tips on ways to reduce stress for parents during this crazy time of year. So this is kind of funny considering I did not do this last week myself, but plan. Know when the kids are out of school. I thought my kids had school on Wednesday last week, but when my son's kindergarten teacher said, "Have a nice Thanksgiving," at pickup on Tuesday, this is when I learned they did not have school the next day. That'll throw you for a loop. So don't do what I did. Check the kids' school schedule and know which days they're actually in school or are minimum days and which days they're off so you can plan ahead if you need to. When it comes to food, cook and prep ahead as much as possible. Make a list of what needs to be done and break down what you can do ahead, whether it's making cookie dough and chilling it or prepping veggies or making the sides. Involve the kids in prepping and cooking as much as possible. My kids each have their favorite things they like to help with. My oldest loves to do anything only he can do, like cutting with a sharp knife. My younger two love to help making any treats, using the mixer or dumping, pouring, and mixing the ingredients. For kids too young to help, prep for cooking during naps or when an extra adult is around to help entertain. Grandparents, aunts, and uncles are great for this if you're lucky enough to have them around. You also can have a younger child pretend to help cook with their cooking utensils, with their vegetables and their little knives. They can pretend to help prep a meal while you're prepping as well. Be ready with something new for the kids when they get tired or bored with helping. A new game, a set of markers are great. Kids love to make place cards or placemats or other table decor, so you can put them to work on those. Simplify as much as possible. I'm going very simple this year. We just threw a big rager for our twins' 6th birthday, so I'm a little worn out still. So I am really simplifying for this year. I don't love turkey, and it was just our small family for Thanksgiving, so I got a rotisserie chicken and a pie from the store and only made some sides. It was nice and simple. Know your limits and work within them as much as possible. We usually throw a big holiday party, but this year I just have too many other obligations going on. Between my health issues I dealt with in the last couple of months and running my own business, I knew I needed to simplify things this year. So we are just doing a very small celebration with a few close friends. Schedule in downtime, not just for yourself, but for the kids too. Life can get extremely busy this time of year with so many parties and obligations. So it's okay to say no to some of them. Know which ones are the real obligations, maybe your office party, family, or other annual traditions with friends or family, but for anything else, you can pick and choose. It's okay. We got invited to a potluck this year, which sounds really nice, but then they wanted to do a gift exchange for the kids, so I had to say no because of that. My kids don't need any more toys, and I literally just spent 3 hours in the past week cleaning out old toys to make room for all the birthday presents our twins got. And I don't need another set of people to try to guess what they like and then shop for either. So I just bowed out of that one gracefully. So also, just make sure you have some time scheduled during the break to just relax, snuggle, read together, watch a family movie. If you go on a trip, don't feel like you have to stuff all day every day with activities unless you really want to. With gifts, again, if you like and it helps, simplify, simplify, simplify. My extended family changes the way we do gifts every year. Some years we buy for everyone. Last year, each kid just got one gift for one other cousin. So everyone got just one gift rather than five. It was definitely much easier. This year, I'm going to check in with my siblings and see what they want to do. Hopefully, we'll do something like last year, if not even less. Like we buy one gift for our own kids and just make it from all the aunts, uncles, and cousins. When it comes to gifts, it's also helpful to clean out old toys to donate or sell to make some room before all the new ones show up. Also, set your expectations a bit lower. This means for what you can get done, as well as for your kids' behavior. When kids are home for several weeks in a row, we won't be able to be as effective or productive as we are when they're in school. They also can get on each other's nerves after too much togetherness. So be ready to help them through conflicts and also be ready with some new games or activities to keep them occupied, like I mentioned before, when they get on each other's nerves too much. Things like arts and craft supplies, science projects, and the like can keep kids busy for quite some time. For older kids, an hour or longer, which can be like heaven.
These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. My favorite thing about Armoire is all the different style and occasion options, from casual to athleisure to night out, work formal, work casual, a total of 8 different occasions, 3 weather options, and 11 categories, including accessories, outerwear, and blazers, just to name a few. With Armoire, you can always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. You know the feeling. You open your closet, it's full, but you have quite literally nothing to wear. You're bored with everything in there. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothes for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, you will be the best-dressed person in the room. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off the first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/parenting. That's armoire.style. armoire.style/parenting to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
If you'd like some tips on helping kids work through the sibling spats and fights and just help with building strong sibling relationships in general, you can see the class Siblings Without Rivalry on the site at yourvillageonline.com under the Modern Parenting tab. There's lots of great tips and tools in there for helping siblings learn to get along, work through conflict, and build really strong relationships. When your kids act up, as they are prone to do, discipline them in private. So many people spending so much time together, along with all that time off, is bound to result in some less than savory behavior. If family or friends are over, or you are over at their house and your child is acting out of line, be sure to pull your child aside and go to a private room or area for your discipline exchange. If you need some help or tips with discipline, be sure to check out the discipline classes on the site: Intro to Discipline, Discipline Tools for Toddlers, Preschoolers, or Elementary Age Kids, Dealing with Tantrums, Power Struggles, and more. You can find them all at yourvillageonline.com under the Discipline tab. Also, have an out plan. If you're visiting friends or family locally and your child is getting out of control, it's okay to leave the gathering after a few warnings. My husband and I always tag team on this one, and one of us is always willing to take a misbehaving child home so the others can stay and enjoy if we need to. Now, we've never had to follow through on it, but it's always an option, and when we say it, we mean it. If you are staying with relatives, have a plan for how or where to go for the child to reduce the stimulation, whether it's a walk or going to the park or an indoor play area away from grandma's, to let the kids blow off some steam. Okay, so now, I wouldn't be doing this podcast and my audience the proper service if I didn't bring up something that's unfortunately uncomfortable. Now, this is very hard for me to talk about, but I feel that it really needs to be addressed. And that is the current political climate here in the U.S. It seems to be tearing families and friendships apart, which is really a shame. So I'm going to share some guidelines for getting through the holidays with family and friends who may have different views than you. A lot of people are very upset, hurt, angry, afraid on both sides. Anger is just hurt feelings turned outward. When you see anger, know that person is hurting in some way and is even most likely feeling afraid, and work to keep yourself calm, because when everyone is angry, nothing good can come of it. Also, I need to preface this by saying that I feel very strongly that no one should ever put up with abuse. Now, what I mean by abuse is name-calling, belittling another's beliefs or worldview, or threatening. If these things are happening from a family member or friend, you don't owe them your time or understanding at that time. But do stay as courteous and cool as possible. If you think it's a possibility, if you think that this type of behavior is a possibility at a gathering, make sure you have an out, a plan to escape that event, and gracefully bow out. But do so without adding any fuel to the fire. Again, staying courteous and cool. You could say something like, and you want to have this rehearsed and ready, "I don't deserve to be attacked for thinking differently. I'm feeling very disrespected right now, so I think it's best if we go. Maybe we can try this again another time." If this relationship has a history of abusive treatment, then you can decide how to proceed, and working with a good therapist on these issues can be very helpful. But if this is new or rare, then do what you can to keep the doors open to future interactions, which also leaves the door open to understanding and healing. But if the relationships are strictly a difference of opinion, do your best to keep these relationships intact. If you feel you're going to lose your cool and attack someone else out of anger or fear or frustration, then it's best to maintain some distance until you feel you can either be together without talking about politics or have a respectful conversation and listen. Here's the thing. Everyone thinks they are right. Rarely is one person right and the other completely wrong. It's usually somewhere in the middle. So only have or start a conversation if you're willing to listen. And I mean really listen. If all you want is to be heard, then don't start the conversation. I personally think, just in general, not just about politics, but about everything, there is too much talking and not enough listening. That is also an important piece of advice when it comes to parenting too. It needs to be a lot more about listening, not just talking. So we all could do more of that. Next week, I'll be talking about teaching an attitude of gratitude. We all know our kids can get a little crazy, overwhelmed, and frankly entitled around the holidays, and always asking for stuff. More, more, more. I want this. I want that. So I'll be talking about how to teach gratitude and keep some of that entitlement, materialism, and indulgence in check next week. If you have a parenting question you'd like answered, you can send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. I hope everyone had an enjoyable Thanksgiving and is able to remain as stress-free as possible through this holiday season. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.